Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and this is episode F202. Is that right? Yes, I think it is. Okay, let's just get right into the words today. The first word is the second form of the word frame. Is this how I talk today? This is a noun from the 14th century. Number one, A, something composed of parts fitted together and united. Just fit those parts together, unite them into one whole thing that we now call a frame. Number one, B, the physical makeup of an animal, and especially a human body. The synonyms are physique and figure. Check out that person's frame. What a lovely frame they have. My frame is just very rectangular, I guess. Nothing fancy about my frame. And you gotta make these hand motions when you do the frame. It could be this way. 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 Whoa. Okay, that's wonderful. Number two, A. The underlying constructional system or structure that gives shape or strength. And the example of what this is all talking about is a building. The building, the underlying constructional system or the structure of a building that gives shape or strength to it. And of course, there is a picture. Not of course, there's a picture. You wouldn't expect there to be a picture of this frame, but there is. And, you know, it's just the normal wooden boards, maybe they're 2x4s, that are built together, like I mentioned in the previous episode, to construct the underlying thing, to give it the frame. Look at that frame. That's a weird frame. To be. A frame dwelling. A frame dwelling is a frame? What's a frame dwelling? That's just where somebody lives and they only live in a dwelling? In a frame? You need a little bit more than just the frame to dwell in it, I think. Okay, number three is obsolete. The act or manner of framing. Well, it's obsolete, so it's a little confusing. The act or manner of framing. What are you framing exactly? Are you framing a building? Are you framing a picture? Are you framing just an idea? Let me frame this idea for you. The idea of going for a walk. Let me frame that idea. Okay, number 4A. A machine built upon or within a framework, as in a spinning frame. Is this the thing that Rapunzel was spinning to make the gold thread? A machine built upon or within a framework. And the example is a spinning frame. I didn't know we called them frames. What other machines do we call frames? I can't think of any. 4B, maybe this one's gonna give us more information. Let's see, we got an open case or structure made for admitting, enclosing, or supporting something, as in a window frame. I'm constantly talking about window frames. You need to punch a hole into your wall if you want to put in a window. It's a frame. It's an open area to put something in. That's it for that. I don't know. I got nothing for a window frame. Now we got 4C1. A part of a pair of glasses that holds one of the lenses. So these things that I am wearing on my face, these are the frames. Never really thought about the fact that each one is a frame. That's a frame and that's a frame. But here's the thing about these glasses is that they only have the top half of the frame. The bottoms got no frames. Whoa, that's weird when you put it in front of my eyes. Everything's strange. So I got top frames. Maybe someday I will get some more interesting frames. I like fun frames. I was at an art gathering yesterday. Sharon and I went because my dad has a piece of art showing at this thing, and there were a lot of people with very fun eyeglasses frames. And I think that that's wonderful. All right. So one thing is the frame. And now we got 4C2, which is plural. It is that part of a pair of glasses other than the lenses. So the whole thing with the earpieces and the things and the nose piece and all those pieces, but not the lenses. These are your frames. Hello, frames. Everything shaking. Number 4D. A structural unit in an automobile chassis supported on the axles and supported the rest and supporting the rest of the chassis and the body. The car frame. I feel like I've heard of people saying, oh yeah, that car was made on the frame of this other type of car for some reason. We just took that car off and the frame was left over and then we just put this other car on it. They got the same frame, the same position of where the wheels are and everything. It's just the main structure. We just put a different top on it. It's like a wig for a car frame. Number 5, I think we're on 5A. An enclosing border. Just the border of a thing. If you don't want your dog to go out of your yard, you put up a fence, that's the frame. It's you have enclosed your dog in your lawn with a frame. 5B. The matter or area enclosed in such a border. And we got some sub-definitions for this one. So the fence would be the frame. The area inside that the dog is limited to is the frame. But also, we got 5B1. One of the squares in which scores for each round are recorded. And an example of that one would, of course, be bowling. I was not thinking of bowling when I read 5A and 5B. But what frame are we on? Well, it's that little square. How do you make a square with your hands? It's that little square on the scoreboard. Luckily, these days, all of those are electronically scored because a lot of people I don't think know how to score bowling. I think I know most of the rules, but I feel like I get confused about a couple. Shall we quickly talk about how to score bowling? When you get a spare, you draw the slash in that frame, but you don't put in a number. You then add the first ball of the next frame to the 10 that you got on the spare. So if you got a spare and then the next frame, you bowl a 5 on the first ball, then you would have 15 on the frame with the spare, right? I think I got that right. But if you get a strike in a frame, so that's all 10 with one ball, then I think you take the whole frame of the next one, both balls, or it's just one if you got a strike, and then you add that. But if you get a strike upon a strike upon a strike, then I think once you got 3, then you just take 30 and you put that on the first one. But then if you keep on getting strikes, then each frame is 30 and 30 and 30. And that's why when you get to the 10th frame, you can get 300, but you get two. You get an extra try on the 10th one. I don't remember how that all factors out, but it works out to be 300. All right, just a little bowling frame scoring information there, and there might be some other rule that I can't remember. All right, next. Oh, when you have a split, you have to draw a circle around it, I think, to show that it was a split, but I don't think it changes the scoring. Okay, now we talked about, the rest of the definition. So one of the squares in which scores for each round are recorded, and then also a round in bowling. One whole round, if there's 5 people and they all bowl their frame, that's one round and that's a frame. Oh, did everybody bowl their bowl in this frame? Very good. Now let's start back up at the top and do frame 2. I love bowling. I want to go bowling. We were just talking about bowling yesterday. Number 5B2. An individual drawing in a comic strip usually enclosed by a bordering line. And, you know, they could be 2 frames, 3 frames, 4 frames. Those are pretty common. Sometimes they're like 10 frames, 20 frames. But some of my favorites are the single frame comics like The Far Side, because that's what I grew up on. But Calvin and Hobbes is known for having quite a few frames with beautiful, beautiful drawings. And that is also a classic. Number three, 5B3. One picture of the series of a length of film. It can be digital or on film. 1 second is made up of either 24 or 25 or 30 frames. Maybe more depending on the situation, but most likely not. And so 24 frames in 1 second is very, very fast, and they're just speeding on by. And you know what? Let's do this. If you are watching the video, you are now going to see one frame. I'm going to freeze frame one frame so you can see what it looks like, and it's going to be this frame. That one. I'm going to freeze it for a little bit. And okay, now we're back to normal. And so that was just one frame. I noticed with my naked eye one frame in the movie A Bug's Life, and I thought, that's a very, very funny frame. And I think that movie was at 30 frames per second. And if I can find that frame, maybe I'll put a little something in one of these corners or something, but it's a very, very silly frame. Every once in a while, they'll put some fun stuff in animated movies like that. Just one frame, you won't even notice. Okay, what else? What else we got? We got now number, 5B4, I think. A complete image or display as on a television set. So the whole thing that you're seeing in your TV is the frame. What's in the frame? Could be in a movie too. What is in the frame? Am I in the frame? Am I still in the frame? Oh, that's the wrong direction to go because my headphones don't go so far. How about this? Am I still in the frame? I'm still in the frame. How about if I do this? Am I still in the frame? Nope. But now I'm in the frame. What's in the frame? This is the frame. Oh, that was a pretty good guess on my hands. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Okay, very good. Fun with frames. Okay, now we're on 5C. An inning in baseball. First team goes, second team goes. That's one frame, that's done. It's kind of like bowling. Baseball is basically bowling. 5D1. The synonym is the 1A definition for the word framework, which will be in this episode. 5D2. Wow, I've never had a more complicated five. 5D2. The synonyms are context and frame of reference. What's your frame? What's the context of this situation? 5E. An event that forms the background for the action of a novel or play. The event that forms the background. What do you need to know? What happened beforehand? What's the frame of the situation, this plot, this story? Oh, well, the frame of this story is World War II. We were going to war. That's what you gotta know before you read this story. Helps to understand that World War II happened. Okay, number six. The synonym is frame up, which we will also talk about in this episode. All right, I think that is it for the word frame, and I must now make a sound effect. That was a long one. It will be... Now we have the third form of frame, adjective from 1753. It is having a wood frame, as in frame houses. Those houses, those types of houses have wood frames, so they are frame houses. I would say most houses are probably frame houses. Next is frame of mind, three words, from 1665. This is mental attitude or outlook. The synonym is mood. What's your mood? What is your outlook? What's your attitude in your mind? What is your frame of mind? What sort of frame are you in? What's the frame that your mind is thinking. Well, I am currently in the 10th frame of a very intense bowling game. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to bowl. This is ball number, what, 12? 13? 13? Is he gonna get the strike? Is he gonna get a perfect game of 300? Oh, that's the frame of mind that I'm in. And he brings his arm back and he lets it go. And the ball is rolling. The ball is rolling. Oh, and it's spinning and it's curving and it's heading right towards the first pin. And whoosh, he got 9 frames. He ended the score, ended the game with a 299. That's my frame of mind. That literally happened to me in a game of Wii bowling. Okay, next. Oh, by the way, I just want to say, I think it's good to have a positive frame of mind, even when you don't want to. I've said this before. Fake laugh. Fake feel good. It will become real. As hard as it is. Oh, and I have been in so many situations where I just feel nasty. I feel gross. I feel mad. I feel angry. I feel depressed. But man, if you can just hang in there and push your way through, granted, it's sometimes good to be in those moods, but you know, there's an end to it. And if you just get a little further along and you bring that positive mood up, you'll feel better. You'll feel better. But there's a difference between depression, clinical chemical depression, and also just being negative. Oh, I see people who are negative, and I've mentioned this before, and I feel like I don't know, I'm sure that there's some problems with what I said, but I just feel like people just choose to have a negative frame of mind. They're not conscious of it, but ugh, man, it'll make you feel better if you don't do that. Okay, we got to move on. Frame of reference. 3 words from 1897. Number 1, an arbitrary set of axes. Axes? With reference to which the position or motion of something is described or physical laws are formulated. Might these be axes? Like the axes of the planets? How they spin? An arbitrary set of axes with reference to which the position or motion of something is described or physical laws are formulated. I'm thinking of the Earth spinning on the axis, and that's probably something. It's probably something. But it's a little bit too vague for me to figure it out. Number 2, a set of ideas, conditions, or assumptions that determine how something will be approached, perceived, or understood, as in a Marxian frame of reference. It helps to know what the frame of reference is. I get very confused when I don't know what the frame of reference is when somebody's talking to me. When I don't know the context, I'm like, wait, what? What are we talking about? It's the little bit of autism in me, and it's also the lot of bit of getting distracted and not listening, because that's real easy to do. And I need, you know, when I'm in like meetings, it's partially that I get distracted, but it's also partially that people just say things and I'm like, wait a minute, what are we talking about? I need you to be very explicit with what we're talking about. I need to know the frame of reference. What are we? Where are we? Who are we? What is your frame of reference? Set of ideas, conditions, or assumptions. When you're talking about something Marxian, it's good to explain my frame of reference is Marxian, so this is what I'm talking about. Now, is that Karl Marxian? Or is that Groucho Marxian? Frame shift. 1 word. Adjective from 1967. Relating to, being, or causing a mutation in which a number of nucleotides not divisible by 3 is inserted or deleted so as to change the reading frame of some triplet codons during genetic translation. Frameshift is also a noun, and wow, I don't know anything about this. So maybe I'll put a link in the show notes for frameshift in terms of genes and gene mutation. That was a very complicated definition. If you were intrigued by that, go check the show notes. those wonderful, wonderful show notes. Frame up, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1889. Number one, an act or series of actions in which someone is framed. I've been framed. No, I did not make that piece of art. No, I did not frame it. No, I did not put it up on the walls. Somebody else did it and made it look like I did it. I would never paint something so beautiful. I would paint something so much worse. We're in a frame-up situation. Number two, an action that is framed. An action that is framed. Now, would that be the framing where somebody else is making it look like somebody else did a thing? An action that is framed is a frame-up. What a frame-up. What a frame-up. I don't know. I can't think of any examples. I'm tired. Framework, one word, noun from 1578. Number 1A, a basic conceptual structure. And what are we talking about? Maybe ideas. Maybe the basic conceptual structure of ideas is the framework. As in, the framework of the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution was made by the ideas of a bunch of people, probably wearing wigs like this one. Just happened to have a wig that they would like to wear. And so all of those ideas came together to create the framework of the U.S. Constitution. And you know what? Overall, they probably had some good ideas. 1B, a skeletal, open work, or structural frame. The framework, well, let's just go back to the house or the barn. The Amish people put up a framework in a very short amount of time, and then they make a barn. Like, hey, we got a good old barn raising happening right now. We got to build the framework first. Number two, the synonym is frame of reference. Number three, the larger branches of a tree that determine its shape. What is the framework of the tree? Well, the trunk doesn't really count, I don't think, because typically the trunk just goes straight up like most trees. So that doesn't really determine the shape of a tree. But what does determine the shape of a tree are the large branches that are coming off of the trunk directly. And that will largely determine the framework of a tree. And then there's a bunch of little branches that are coming off too. And they add to it. They fill it out. But I think it's those big branches that really, they really make the framework, the tree framework. All right, next. Framing, with an ing, noun from 1703. The synonyms are frame and framework is framing. That's it. Now, this word, I have to check the pronunciation. Yes, okay. Now, it says that I'm supposed to pronounce it Frank? It's F-R-A-N-C. I would want to pronounce it Franck. Franck. I think there should be two dots over the A. But they're making me want to say Frank. Frank. Frank? Frank? Don't love that. It's a noun from the 14th century. Number one, any of various former basic monetary units. And where, who were using these formerly used basic monetary units? Countries would be Belgium, France, and Luxembourg. They're all a bit Frenchy, some more than others. And so they were using the franc or franc or franc back in the day. But now I believe they're all on the euro. Number two, it says, go see the money table. That beautiful table of money. Ooh, look at all the money I've got on this table. It's filled with francs. All right, I think we just have... Oh, it's just a French word. We have one more word for this episode. It is... Franchise. F-R-A-N-C-H-I-S-E. First form, noun from the 14th century. Number one, freedom or immunity from some burden or restriction vested in a person or group. freedom or immunity from some burden or restriction vested. Okay, so this group of people, they don't have to deal with the burden or a restriction. So they have franchise? This one I'm not familiar with. I mean, okay, I kind of get it in terms of a restaurant franchise. They are free from whatever the big corporate company conglomerate says. They're more independent. Okay, so that makes sense. But we might be talking about, you know, that type of franchise more later. Number 2A, a special privilege granted to an individual or group, especially the right to be and exercise the powers of a corporation. And that also could be talking about, you know, a restaurant franchise example situation. 2B, a constitutional or statutory right or privilege, especially the right to vote. Ooh, that's a good franchise. I didn't know that you could call that a franchise. Constitutional right or a statutory right or privilege. Okay. 2C1, the right or license granted to an individual or group to market a company's goods or services in a particular territory. Also, a business granted such a right or license. So if there is, let's just use a fast food restaurant as an example, because that's typically where we're seeing these. Somebody says, I want to open up one of your very high quality fast food restaurants in my area because we don't have one for hundreds and hundreds of miles. And the people have been telling me that we really, really want that very specific fast food place. And so do I have permission to you, CEO and board, to open up one of your restaurants? And they say, sure, why not? Go ahead. We got no problem with that. Open up a franchise. That's it for that one. Okay, now we have a similar one, 2C2. The territory involved in such a right. The land, the town, the space, that's the franchise. 3A, the right of membership in a professional sports league. I know even less about this one. I don't know so much about restaurant franchises, and I know less about sports franchises. The right or membership in a professional sports league. I guess if there's a city that wants to play, they want a team for the NFL, then they don't have one, then they'd be like, hey, you know what? We would like a franchise in the NFL. And so, like, they get together some professional athletes who know how to play the football, and they open up the Boise Buffaloes. Is somebody already using the Buffaloes? Maybe. The Boise Potatoes. I mean, come on. Maybe Boise should have an NFL team called the Boise Potatoes. Number 3B, a team and its operating organization having such membership. The team is the franchise. Where does this word come from? It comes from Anglo-French, franchir, which means to free. So you are free. You're allowed to do this thing. From franc, which means free. There's more at the word franc. That's interesting that the French money called the franc or franc means free, but it's money. So you have to use money to pay for things because they are not free. Oh, why did they use this word? What was the reason for using that word if it means free and it's money? I don't get it. If you have any information, you can let me know. All right. Hey, everybody, it's word of the episode time. Hey, it's word of the episode time. Yeah, it's word of the episode time. Bloop, bloop. We had today frame, frame of mind, frame of reference, frame shift, frame up, framework, framing, frunk, franchise. That's it. Well, I guess I'll just pick frame of mind as the word of the episode. Sometimes I try to have a good frame of mind. Sometimes I don't have a good frame of mind. I'm trying to have a better frame of mind. And you can too when you buy my book for $29.99 every month until you die. That's it for frame of mind. And the very sad thing is that I don't have another movie to tell you about, but I will in the next episode because we are probably going to go see a movie in about 1 hour. Okay, thank you so much for checking out this show. We got a big ol' episode tomorrow. It won't be a big episode, but the number is very big. It's 2,000. And hopefully there will be guests on the episode right after that. Okay, thank you so much for checking out this show. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.